In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the third Sunday of the blessed month of Kiak. And as we saw in the first Sunday of this month, how Gabriel, the archangel, spoke to Zechariah, and he told him that he will have a son, and this son will be great in the sight of the Lord. Not only to be great in the sight of the Lord, but also this son will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from the womb of his mother. So Zechariah took this promise. He will have a child, and this child will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from the womb of his mother. Do you know that this son in the womb of his mother was not filled with the Holy Spirit in the first or second or third and fourth and the fifth up to the 6 months? He was not filled with the Holy Spirit. This promise was not fulfilled. So it was waiting for this blessed visit. He was waiting for this blessed day in which Our Lady Saint Mary visited Elizabeth. It's amazing for God to show how great and how honor is Saint Mary, to the extent that his promise to Zechariah that his son will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from the womb of his mother, this promise was not fulfilled until this blessed visit of Saint Mary, which happened today. As we heard just now, when Saint Mary visited Elizabeth, something happened to Elizabeth, and the baby lived in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. So this promise was fulfilled today after 6 months. This is one point. شيء عجيب ورائع جدا ان الوعد اللي قاله الملاك لزكريا عن ولادة يوحنا وقال له كده انك انت هتلبطك سمعة وربنا هيديك ابن وتسميه يوحنا ويكون عظيم امام الرب ومن بطن امه يمتلئ من الروح القدس. العجيب ان الوعد دوت ما تمش غير النهاردة بعد 6 شهور. الوعد بأن يوحنا وهو جنين يمتلئ من بطن أمه بالروح القدس كان في انتظار هذه الزيارة. كان منتظر زيارة العذراء مريم أنها هي اللي تروح، مش اللي هي تديله الروح القدس، لكن علشان يظهر الله كرامة هذه العذراء وعظمة هذه الإنسانة التي اختارتها السماء لكي تكون أم لله الكلمة. This is, I said to you, one point. The other point is that this blessed visit was a chance for both Elizabeth and Mary to speak about God, to praise God. And this will learn us how must be our visits to each other. When we visit each other, we can speak in so many subjects. But now we have a very important lesson today, that when we visit each other, we have to praise God. What happened? When Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby lived in her womb. Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And under the influence of the Holy Spirit, She started to speak. So what Elizabeth said to Mary is not her own speaking, not her own words, not her own speech. It is the Holy Spirit who gave her what to say. So when she said to Mary, blessed are you among women, blessed is the fruit of your womb. It is not just greeting from a woman to Mary, but it is the Holy Spirit who speaks on her tongue and on her lips. الكلام ده لازم ناخده على انه مش مجرد ان اليصابات فرحت بالعذراء وبتقول لها تحية لطيفة وجميلة، لكن اللي بيتقال هنا هو الروح القدس اللي قال الكلام على لسان اليصابات، وبالتالي الحقيقة الإلهية اللي هتعلنها اليصابات عن ان العذراء هي ام الرب، the mother of God، ده مش مجرد رأي اليصابات الشخصي، ده الروح القدس اللي بيتكلم. So under the influence of the Holy Spirit, she said to her, why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? She declared that Saint Mary is the mother of the Lord. She declared that who is in her womb is the Lord, and now she is the mother of the Lord. This is not the opinion of Elizabeth, but Elizabeth was speaking under the influence of the Holy Spirit, and this is the testimony of the Holy Spirit. The shahadat al-Ruh al-Qudus. This is the testimony of the heaven. Shahadat al-Sama. أن العذراء هي أم الله. As the Archangel Gabriel was speaking to Saint Mary and said to her, the Holy Spirit will fill upon you and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, and therefore the Holy One who is to born of you will be called the Son of God. So twice here, one from the Gabriel, the archangel, and now today by Elizabeth, Saint Mary is the mother of God, Theotokos. And after that, Elizabeth continued and said to her, for indeed, as soon as the voice of your greeting sounded in my ear, as soon as the voice of Mary, so John the Baptist, in the womb of his mother, was waiting for the voice of Mary, was waiting to hear this blessed greeting from Saint Mary in order to be filled. It is God who wanted to declare the honor and the greatness of Saint Mary. ربنا حب يوري كرامة العذراء ومكانة العذراء، عشان كده يوحنا وهو في بطن أمه لم يمتلئ بالروح القدس حسب الوعد إلا بعد زيارة العذراء لأليصابات. And then she said, blessed is she, this is very important point, blessed is she who believed, for there will be a fulfillment of those things which were told her from the Lord. طوبى للتي آمنت أن يتم ما قيل لها من قبل الرب. So Elizabeth blessed, Saint Mary blessed her belief. And now we can speak a few points about this belief, this faith. The belief of Saint Mary and the faith of Saint Mary indeed was great. The first point is that she believed to conceive and to give birth a baby, to give birth to a baby, while she is virgin. It is something strange. It is something which never happened before, nor after. It happened just once. And we saw how Zechariah doubted when Gabriel told him about Elizabeth, his wife, to give birth to a baby. And he was punished by this doubt. Now this young girl, Mary, when she heard the angel speaking to her that she will conceive and give birth to a son, she accepted, she believed. Yes, I know that there was a prophecy in the book of Isaiah chapter 7 that the virgin will conceive and have or give birth to a son, and this son will be called Emmanuel. صحيح في نبوة في أشعياء بتقول هل عذراء تحبل وتلد ابنا وتدعو اسمه عمانوئيل. دي نبوة، لكن ما فيش حاجة حصلت بالشكل دوت. So when Saint Mary to believe in this that she will conceive and to give birth to a son while she is virgin, it is a great faith. And she deserved this blessing. But I can say to you, this is not only the level of the faith of Saint Mary, that she believed what the angel said to her. دي ما كانتش كل الإيمان بتاع العذراء، إنها صدقت الملاك إنها هتجيب طفل وهي عذراء. ده ما كانش كل الإيمان، ده في إيمان أعلى من كده. There is a higher level of belief because she believed and accepted that even while she is virgin, she will give birth to a son. She also accepted that this son is the son of God. He is not just a son, as any woman to have a son. It is the son of God. It is the Lord. It is the incarnate Logos. And she believed that in her womb, there will be a great union between divine nature and human nature. This mystery, this great mystery about which Saint Paul spoke and said that great is this mystery of godliness. God manifested, or God was manifested in the flesh. عظيم هو سر التقوى، الله ظهر في الجسد. This great mystery was accepted through this young girl. This great mystery, which up till now cannot be accepted through millions of people. And after about 2,000 of years, and after it happened So many people, millions of people cannot accept this. لغاية النهاردة ملايين من الناس مش قادرين يستوعبوا حقيقة أن الله ممكن أن يصير إنسان. I will not speak about the non-believers. But even some of we whom we can say believers, and not only believers, one of them was a patriarch. One of them was a patriarch of a great city called Constantinople. كان في بطرك عظيم اسمه أو يعني على مدينة عظيمة اللي هي القسطنطينية ليها بطرك. البطرك ده ما قدرش يستوعب هذا السر. He couldn't accept this great mystery. He couldn't accept that Saint Mary is the mother of God. He couldn't accept that the word of God became man. He said, no. No. I can't believe, he said. عارفينه ده اسمه ايه? You know him? نسطور. نستوريوس. نستوريوس كان بطرك للقسطنطينية. ما قدرش يستوعب يعني ايه الله يبقى انسان. ورفض الفكرة ديت. ورفض ان يقول على العذراء انها ام الله. واتعمل مجمع مخصوص عشان الموضوع ده هوت. وكل اللي قالوا بفكره الخاص قال ان الله الكلمة حل في انسان, اختار انسان اسمه يسوع وحل فيه. And this is not the truth. This is not the truth. The logos of God.
كل واحد فينا هيكل للروح القدس والروح القدس يحل فيه. لكن ده مش معناه ان اي واحدة تبقى هيكل للروح القدس والروح القدس يحل فيها بقت ام الله. The logos of God did not dwell in a man called Jesus, but he himself became a man.